Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zovchin scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing second base. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Heft moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heft moves to third. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heft scores. Keene scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to third. Boone moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Keane reaches second base with a double. Hatfield scores. Heft goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Leo Keeley now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keane scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Torgerson moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone is walked intentionally. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Kaline scores. Boone moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. House moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield is hit by the pitch. Maxwell moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heft takes first base on ball 4. House scores. Maxwell moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Tigers. George Siski now pitching. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Zobchin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Bowling now playing second base. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from White and he is out, but in applying the tag. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. House hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Heft hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Heft reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Heft moves to third. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from White and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Heft scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 0-for-1 in the game. Suski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. House moves to third. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. House scores. Maxwell moves to third. It's 12-2, Tigers. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Hatfield moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Keene reaches second base with a double. Maxwell scores. Hatfield scores. Heft moves to third. It's 14-2, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heft scores. Keene moves to third. It's 15-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Malzone reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. It's 15-3, Tigers. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 3 in the game. Zobchin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Gurnett moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. House hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bowling. Maxwell moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Heft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Hatfield moves to third. It's 16-3, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams pinch hits for George Siski. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Ted Williams. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Two outs. It's 16-4, Tigers. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 16, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.